Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Oh, wonderful. And I'm late. Yes, it's true. But I'm glad to be here, though. What I'm concerned about right now? Oh, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, and this is the Cosmic Philosopher, and I'm Tim Aldred, and hope that you are making progress in your living in this world, but you're growing higher, growing out this kind of societal world that we are in. It's difficult to develop out of a social world that you're born and raised in. How can you change that? That's hard for people to change themselves. We were not created to change ourselves. But it so happens that we are fallen in this kind of world. And this kind of world is not leaving you to even try for yourself to understand things in the way you think you should. An unfortunate social world that we are in. And how do I explain that? Well, let's look on the wide picture of human society. If you don't know anything about world history that transcends many generations, and if we read the world history textbook, we will get a very good understanding of what the world society is and what is the way we should understand this human world. It is so human society is in what I would consider to be it is difficult. It is not settled in a way for us to easily understand, let's say, even the dilapidated position it's in. It's not easy to understand that and to find yourself living amidst all of this and feeling good to yourself. It's not easy to get into that because the things that we have been taught about how we should live. Number one, you have the white people going all over the world trying to get human beings to be homosexuals. You probably say you don't know that. Oh, really? You know about homosexuality? I don't mean that you are one. I mean that you know about homosexuality? I mean, like in the news, or since the white people are making it a mandatory thing. Look, you know what I mean? You know, I'm good. That thought come up to me because I really wanted a good way to frame what I am trying to say. And we are under we are under a force. We are under a must be homosexual. These white people, if you look at what they are doing, they done think to themselves that they own the world. Homosexual. They think they own the world. They won't stop thinking that until they are bombed dead and have no more breath to breathe. Look at some of the court cases. And this is very strenuous because when you have a situation where uncivilized hominid species ruling the world, and if you have any idea about the history that tells where they coming from with this and why, you can only read that there was government jurisdiction apart from them. And it is confusing for most people to understand this confusion, where it comes from and why are we in the situation we are in right now? I mean, we are just like leaves on the trees. Now, I am very fortunate to come from my background, the slavery place in Jamaica, and these sodomites are really dreadful, dreadful creatures. They're dreadful creatures. And it is hard to understand them. Because what is meeting your impression is that you have to believe in them. And look, you know, when you believe in white people, you're pretty much dead, alive, but dead, if you believe in them. Number one, shouldn't believe in nobody. Shouldn't believe in nobody at all. That don't mean that you don't deal with them, you know. I'm not saying you're not to deal with people. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is you are not to believe in them. Just like you don't need to believe in anything unless it's going to do some good for you if you're going to take a try at something. If somebody make you a promise and they tell you they're going to do certain things for you and stuff, do you know that they're going to do it? I mean, depending on who the person is, you might develop a confidence in the person. But what if you don't know that person for real and know their bent and what the chances are that they're going to follow you? You're going to achieve what you think you will get out of this issue, out of this situation. We are in a world where people in general must know that white people are never human beings. How they come to take over the world, you don't have a clue. The thing is, if I had, let's say, a few thousand dollars in my pocket, and I went traveling, and somehow I lose, you know, some of my money and didn't realize it. And guess what? There's no chance of me finding it based on where I have been and what may have happened. Somebody may pick my pocket or anything. You never know. But I lose great portion of my money. I mean, I'm not going to say I lose it all now because it may sound too bad. But lose that money and somebody finds it. Somebody finds it. And now it becomes theirs because that's currency. It's currency that anybody has it, it's theirs. That kind of way. Now, how we come to see white people ruling the world? We don't have a clue, but to know that, well, you know what? They are the government and they control everything. But a lot of things that we are to know, we don't know. We don't know. And if you have somebody who is an educated criminal, and they know what to do because they're educated. It's not like they're not educated. They don't know anything. They know a lot of things that the masses don't know. They can suck it there. Now, when I was growing up, I didn't have any clue that criminals running the world. I didn't. I sure did not. And if my mind was working, that's for sure. My mind was working. I don't know, maybe overtime or not so much overtime, but it's like I'm confused too badly that, you know, I can only think certain fruitless ways to like comfort myself. But now we're talking about, you know, hard rock. And what is the truth about Jesus and God? And that is one of the very serious things that we have been taught about God who create the world and things like that. And the thing is, the Bible, you know, is what we have. And what there is to know, we don't know. We are subject to believing it. And that's what happened. And now, looking in hindsight, I can tell you the whole thing about God and Jesus was rubbish. The worst stinking rubbish that there ever is, if you talk about knowledge, is not there. It's not there at all. So you might think then, well, who make the world? Who make people and stuff like that? And you begin to like, most likely, your mind is going to park like a whole car somewhere by the side of the road. Because if you don't get a proper source of knowledge of the world around you, you're not going to know what the center knowledge about the world is. You're not going to find it. You're not going to find it. And if you are among people who are believing Christian, they're believing in Jesus, then those old bunch of no good ideas that you grow up with and like it, go knock tamarine and sing in a church and stuff like that, and those things are not even worth good dry trash. Now, if when I was growing up with my parents Christian and my friends are Christians, you would not hear me say anything like what I'm saying right now. Because for one thing, I'm very reverent. I'm obedient. I follow exactly the nasty foolishness that they're teaching me that is God and Jesus. And I just thought that's all exists. I didn't think of any thought that would lead me into what makes sense. But it appears to me that I was destined to have sense about the world, which is hard to come by. And those years that I went by and was not understanding anything along the line that I know now I should have been exposed to. You know, I mean, whenever I think anything that I felt good about, you know what? It did not last because it was not on a foundation of real knowledge and what would eventually lead me to that place in mind. You know what I mean? I can tell you this, that I was thinking as positive as could be, but you know what? It was wearisome for me to think positive in ways that would become substance. And therefore, what I was thinking, although it is like positive, but it has no root sense, you know, that tells that if you want to talk about in the 80s, in the 70s and all that, if you thinking about it, somebody who just born like 10, 15 years ago, they don't know what you're talking about. They do not know what you're talking about. And that's what I mean. When you're thinking baseless, Okay. Yes, my friend. I see the world is stumbling or falling out of the sky, as it were. So isn't that
I think it should be here. Let's see. Headed. It's not make me editing anything. Huh?
Wow. All right, let's see. Okay. Now, I'll be right back. I will be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I'm back. And at a point where I'm seeing more things. And it is so ridiculous to me to see that there is a species, one of two species, gets up and decide to do a whole bagload of evil against the others and do a lot of evil things against the other species who have not fought back. What white people are doing is totally out of line with civilized life. And what they are doing is from knowledge they learn from the civilized people, because they were never civilized. They're stone tool makers. We never make stone tools. We were created and began to be, like you see, civilized people born and sprung up from the ground. What white people are doing have absolutely nothing to do with civilization at all. Because their sense of civilization, meaning anomaly of the truth about civilization, they are not following order of civilization, that they find it necessary to say they are creating a government of their own. Now, in their uncivilized state, they spent millions of years as hominid. And the only thing they knew was to make sound tools. Doesn't make any sense. When we created the Bronze Age, they were they were in a position where they went out and raped our people, kidnapped them, and that interaction get them to be talking and look like human beings. Those were the days when our foreparents were not in a position to have knowledge of what is going on in the dark around them. They were not into that kind of awareness on putting a person to know those things. So we are getting to find out about those things after there was not a proper source in those days to bring these reports, so that we today would know easily what happened. So we know something. And these folks are exploiting us and our lack of knowledge. And all these things we don't know. So the little that we do know is really what we need to depend on now. We have to depend on our good sense and to conduct ourselves by that good sense, because right now the church is not good sense, and so much of us believe in it. But I got a break to go to adult high school. Yeah, and I have also go to paralegal school. So pertaining to the issues that is going on in the world, I'm pretty much caught up with what is happening. What white people are doing, they have no no legal right to be in our territory. None whatsoever. And here we are, too retarded to fix that problem. We can't talk about it because we don't know. Look at Al Sharpton and all these guys out there. You think Al Sharpton is in his right mind? He isn't. You think Michael Steele is in his right mind? Well, if he's in his right mind, he's an hypocrite. Because why would he be wasting his life supporting the very idiotic hominid creatures who suck our blood and do whatever they want and start talking and all this kind of stuff? Because the history is plain. They are not human. They don't come from a human species. So why are we giving in to them saying that they are Homo sapiens? Why? And they cannot stand up to anybody who would, in the open, and say these things, because they will make you feel like you're an idiot. You're the idiot, right? If you don't have it right, that they cannot fight the truth when it is represented the right way. So that is their problem now. Like, all it takes is just I alone. If it's so, if it is just I alone know it, or somebody else, they will run away from it too. Well, Twitter is trying to dock my tweet. It's going into 4 years now. Now, why do they get the chance to dock my tweet in America? Can you say? Now, all they are doing while they are here in our territory, all around the place, is docking and docking situation. They realize we are having difficulties to counteract them. They realize that they, the talking serpent, has done something that not understanding. And it is creating a steep climb for us to get over these anomaly that they have planted. And what I want to tell you is that I am a good person to make to get an enlightenment so that I can talk the issues that I find in a way that they cannot stand it. I talk with aggravation. Although I am not an aggravating person, but given the access to what is true opposed to what is false, I don't like to let abrasive people get away, you know, with you giving a little honey on their lip. They don't get the benefit of that, you know. They need to be smashed to nothing. And if you understand what I mean, I don't mean to go there and use guns and all those kind of into you know, uncivilized fight with anybody, because I'm not into that at all. But I am into annihilating a person who is turning the world upside down with nonsense. And that's what these white people are doing. And it is a shame that our people today, over the last few hundred years, like Michael Steele, Jesse Jackson, and, you know, like Farrakhan and all these kind of a people, are not in their right mind. And, you know, I mean, I was not in my right mind either until I started to read and stuff like that. Now, these guys can read. I mean, much more educated people than what I have as education. I have the basics. These people, they go to higher learning and have the use of words far, far, far beyond me. It is because they are retarded. I get out of a big gap of my retardation, but I still have a ways to climb. You see what I mean? I still have ways to climb. But on my climbing, I can get rid of a lot of things. You see? So I know that white people don't have no governmental jurisdiction to set foot on any of our territory. Like, it is clear in the World History textbook that they trail us from where they come from in Africa. And, you know, if after we pass Africa and passing Europe or something like that. But, yeah, they do something to us while some of us were coming to the Western world. And we did come to the Western world, but we never find out that those people make us sick. And that's where we are here today. Now, it is the level of reading that I get to do why I'm able to tell somebody this. And I don't find one person yet to tell me about the American, what they call it, Constitution. There's nobody. I'm out there on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and stuff like that. And I am saying the thing that represent us, African hybrid people. Okay? I am badgering them that have done this iniquity against us. Okay? And I'm not behaving like, you know, I want to, like, a fist fight. I know, I don't have that temperament. I am talking about the things that we are dealing with every day, and for us to know the difference between some knowledge and some buffoon believe nonsense. Yeah! Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I tell you, you will feel safe when you learn the truth about something, and especially something that affects everybody. You don't let anybody get away with that. So I'm telling you right now that white people are not human. In the world, it's a textbook, they're not. I mean, because we have not been reading, we don't know. Although we may have university education. But still do not know. The people with college and university education don't want to talk to me because I know enough to convince anybody, a word user, I'm going to bust you with this Jesus Christ stuff and this God in the Bible stuff. I'm going to bust you, right? And remember now, it's a pleasant busting because I am not getting angry and become antagonistic. I'm going to just argue and talk the real, real truth and tell you that, okay, listen. What's the difference between knowledge and belief? You know, I'll ask you that. I'll ask you about civilization. What is civilization? When did civilization come to Earth? Because those are the knowledge I go after, and they are not far out of reach to anybody else. I mean, unlike I have longer harm than you to know those things. No. They are things in the World History textbook. If you don't know where white people come from, go into the World History textbook. And if you can't find it, you talk to me and I'll give you the publication, the year of publication. I'll give you the the edition, and I'll give you the page. I'll give you the chapter, page number. I'll give it to you. And you will be a new person. And it is in the world, it's a textbook. White people don't want you and I to read this world history textbook. And when I read this world history textbook, I use the world history textbook. I use the Bible to bust the Christian nonsense and about God begot a son. All of those things are and null and void, because it's nowhere in history. And what these white people have to tell us about Jesus is that they know you will never find any virtue, no real virtue in Jesus. Well, you might psychologically take on some things that are said about Jesus, because some things are saying something positive. But saying something positive and put it into context where people will not be in the darkness of the things that they should have light to see. These folks don't have anything that is going to bring you salvation for real. But they talk things like it's going to be, you know, good salvation for you and all that. If it were good salvation, Jesus in St. Matthew 26 would never say, "Father, let this cup pass from me." Now, these white people, if you are able to read the Bible and know that they don't have anything in there, they'll run away from us. Like they're doing to me. They're running away from me. And I'm not behaving like a undesirable person. I'm a nice person. I am not somebody going out there to raise any problem with nobody at all. You know, so the kind of stuff that me talk about, we'll talk about it like good pal and everything like that. But the thing is, when your inner core begin to hurt you, you believe into something, whether if you're a hypocrite to it, that's one thing. But when you really believe it, and then you face problem, word problem, I'll tell you, it's not going to be nice. But the point is this. We don't have eternity to enjoy the truth. We have now. Right now. And I'm telling you, I am going to be doing this until I am dead. Now, the white people, they're going to find out that all that they've been saying over about some 2,600 years is rubbish. Rubbish. And the money that they have is not theirs. It's all lies that they're telling that get them what they have. And I have every crevice to walk them down right where they are. So what they want to talk about, Jesus Christ and all them kind of thing. Yeah, they're fucking each other's ass when they're telling you that. That's what they're doing. They're fucking assholes. Because that's a new world that they create to fuck assholes. And that's the world we are to be in. And that's what the church is all about. It's taking you where you fucking ass. That's what white people are all about. That's why they follow us to where we go in. No matter how far we go, they're going to come there. And all the things that they are talking about and carrying on. It's no longer permitted in African soil. All of the church teaching and all what white people are propagating. Look, they better not be found on our turf anymore. They better go back to Europe. And that's all there is to it. We're not going back where we were. And anything they want to do, they are free to do it. Because you know what? I don't think anybody on our side have reason to be fear of death this is not the time when they are writing in the Bible about Jesus and the 12 disciples and all that thing. We're not in those days no more. You see what I mean? And we're, white people get their clout from, they get it based on what they have done to our brain, and we don't have no sense. That's why they get away with what they're getting away with. But it is so that what I am saying has more power in it than they ever dream to have with the wickedness that they do. Nagasaki and Irmashia, what is the next place? Yeah, but yes, they killed the Chinese, and today these white people are like, it wasn't anything. It was like a war and all that. But it's not true. It's not true. And these faggots, they can behave like they are these gentlemen and stuff like that. But it's finished right now. White people, they don't have absolutely any government. And then I have the government. I have the laws. I have the kings. And look, what do they have? Fucking asshole. Right? Obama make the law in America. When? 2015. Not 3000, but 2015. Right? And into the constitution. They are claiming now that, yeah, you can marry gay, yeah. Yeah, marry gay, but you know what? It ends now. Get out and carry it, go to Europe, go marry them. Because I'm telling you, it's coming for you. The gods coming for you. Did Europe white hominid primates originate from atomic human being? No. They are a species of their own. 3.5 million years ago. Whatever they do, any place else and stuff like that, don't bring it into our faces. Tell us about it. And you don't have any right to talk to us about anything, because we were never in any business with fucking ass white people. They are not a part of our government. And they come here and they tell us that they come and overrule and start. You're going to find out that you don't overrule nothing but your fucking asshole. Really? I'm saying get your fucking asshole out of our place where you trail us and do all these evil stuff. I'm reading in these documents where you do, and you are there behaving like, you know, that's the way the world was made to be. No, A.D. and Adamani is not our world, you fool idiot. It's not our world. It's yours. Go back where you go from, where you come from with it. And you have all these lethal weapons and stuff like that. We created the basis of these weapons, not you. So if you think that, oh, you're in a world that you create, you make a sad mistake. A sad mistake. Because what is going to come down on you fucking ass, dirty white people, is the day of judgment for all of those things that you do and the people that you make suffer in vain. Did Europe white hominid primates originate from anatomic anthropology human beings? Did they come from us? What is their species? It's the hominid. Okay? Don't bring their crossbreeding to us. We are hybrid species people. And that's what the World History textbook. You can go there and write all kind of foolishness on Google and tell people all kind of nonsense, because I am one of who they are telling, so I know. White people don't belong to our species. Just understand that. And they're claiming all kinds of things because we don't know. We don't understand. Well, we understand now. What indeed looked like impossible, it's not going to be impossible anymore. Because white people being destroyed by the gods been destroying them for a long time, and they're behaving like the gods ain't doing nothing. You see, all these places you see tornadoes has been blow away everything. Was a message that the gods don't like you here. Right? But you don't care. Because this is your country. This is your land. You're going to find out. You're going to find out. When the gods decide and said, well, you know, enough of this. And it's over. All right. You probably don't live to even go through an experience of suffering. Because the god is going to like, put you out for good. Okay? That's what's going to happen. Did I say I'm going to do it? No, I didn't say that. Because we is clearly a people who don't go out and do other, not even animals, except we're looking for food. Apart from that, we don't do, you come out and say you're talking like us and stuff. You're treated like you're a human, right? But we know you're not. We know you're not, and yet still we treat you so good, and what you do? Kill us and do all kind of stuff to us. Now, I'm telling you, not over with you, see what I mean? Because you're dressing up and look like us because you realize it's going to do something for you. You see? Because we are going to, you know, like surrender to you and all that when you have all these old bunch of things that is controlling our lives and stuff like that. You see, it's the hardest thing is going to learn now how to get back into our own life. That's the only thing now that our people need to do. You see, learn to go and work and earn your bread and come back and do what you want to do. But don't follow the politics of these sodomite white people, them, because they convince us with the church that they are human beings and we need to be saved. And none of that is true. None of that is true. And I tell you what, a lot of our people think it's true. And they don't want to listen to anybody who tell them that it is not true. You know, they don't want any proof to know that it is not true. Because they are so, settled into the thinking it is true, and to have confidence in something else, it really going to bend their mind in a way that they don't prepare to stretch themselves to that point, because they don't think it's important to know the right thing about what they are thinking and feeling, because they think what they are feeling, they trust it more, because that's what that came to them earlier on. And that they have digested that, so my friends. I'm telling you that law and order is not what these fucking white people are doing. That's not what they're doing. But we have been transformed to think what they are doing is true, is reality and is civilization. It's not civilization. The Christmas and Easter that they make us do and stuff like that. We think like it is real. We think of Jesus come to save our soul. But not even the beginning of their story is true to show that God sent his son to die for our sins. And this son, according to what they write in the Bible, it doesn't make any sense that after eons and eons and hundreds of thousands of years, Jesus and his father in the Bible decide that he is going to come and die for the sins of the world. And we have digested that nonsense. and we don't know anything else. If we are to know anything else, to free up our minds, to learn constructive, coherent truth about our lives, it's going to cost us. It will cost us, and I don't mean money. I don't mean cost your money. I mean interest, to look into what we are saying and become free from going to church. Because right now you think if Jesus died for your sin, why you need to go to church and praise the Lord and all that kind of stuff. What we're saying, to get knowledge to take you out of that, it's going to cost you an interest into knowing. And you're going to involve yourself to understand words that are giving you the understanding and the knowledge to no longer believe those foolishness. Is that what I'm saying? And nobody led me to believe or to not believe. It is the little reading that I can do. It tells me. So I don't need to ask anybody, because I know enough of how to go about finding out on the level that I'm reading, a Bible or some other, I can manage. What I can manage, right? If you're not above me, where I am at, and I need help, yeah, I'm going to take a class, because I want word power, you see what I mean? I don't want nobody be deciding for me. So you out there with a lot of education, and you're going to church, it's the worst thing you're doing. But when you believe in Jesus, they already fixed it that you, it is Jesus that provide for you. No Jesus ever exists. So in our primitive time, when they teach us these old bunch of nonsense, these people know them white. And clearly you can only see that God can do all kind of things, and you know, and but you don't get to that. You don't get to the part where Jesus and God is perfect, and to see how they mess up everything in the world. And if that's your God, hello? If the Bible has a God that creates you and he is perfect, well, if you still think God is perfect, you're an idiot. Because no place in the Bible show you that God is anything else but an idiot. Really? Okay? Why are so many lies in the Bible for people to believe all this old bunch of nonsense? Why? It's to show you that these white people are just waiting for destruction. That's what they're waiting for. Because they spoil so many generations of people. Some people commit suicide, you know. And a lot of people are abused, sexually abused, and all kind of things because of these same nasty federal government fucking ass white European folk. You see what I mean? Don't call them human. Call them species. Let them answer to who they are and identify themselves, because this is what these, you know, these demonic species. That's what they do. We don't want no more of that. You see? And when I tell you that they are a want to be, that's what white people are, a want to be human. It's a fact. It's a fact. I'm telling you, and you change it if you can. White people are a want to be African hybrid people. That's what they want. And they know they cannot be, so they settle for what they can get. And they get a lot, don't you see? Yeah. The point is, a person who get to know some knowledge and put the knowledge to good use, do you think the person who begin to learn knowledge do? Since, you know, the realization is this wise person know that church is not good. And, you know, this person would have to read well enough and be very cognizant about this issue, because you can't give up the respect for your creator God and Jesus and stuff like that. You have got to read something that totally destroy what you always read and heard about Jesus and about God and about Adam and Eve. You will have to read the source that open up your inner eye to know differently, and you come to fully comprehend what it entails and why it is a better thing. So the person who begin to get knowledge will get justification from words that they are reading, because if you're not understanding what you're reading, you will perish, and that's all there is to it. And, you know, the gods are not going to cry. You see, no God ever cry when human being perish, because we don't worth anything if we weren't living like we worth something. You see what I mean? So we have got to want to say, hunger, and blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. That's the kind of good stuff we're talking about. We're not talking about what they're saying in some church. You see, because that's what they do, mimic what is good and turn it off into fucking assholes. Like, when I tell you now, white people want the Christian Bible, specifically for African hybrid people. Yes, we are the target for the Christian Bible. You read it in the world, it's a textbook, and you will see where government come from way back in time, long before these white people come talking about AD Anno Domini, you see. So what I am saying to you is that we have the advantage now to tell these white people, say, look, get out. Just that, simple as that, get out. But if you don't know why they should get out, don't bother say that. Because you need to have the power with you when you are telling somebody something of the magnitude of that I am saying. You see what I mean? If you see that what I'm saying, I have the product in my hand. Well, you if I tell you that it can do all this phenomenon thing, you're going to doubt me when I demonstrate and show you? And then I say, well, this is what you have to do. Go out. Because all these old bunch of foolishness they write about us in the Bible and what they did, like in a place, what they call this place again. If you know what these white people have done to us, I have here. A book I have here that I can get a brief. A brief insight where in the early time of the AD Anno Domini, when they change the calendar, okay? These people were, as it were, in springtime, contriving all these old bunch of madness and hunting down our people. The Jews in the ancient world. If you don't know, there is a whole lot of confusion. There's a lot of confusion with certain words, like Jews. when you read about a book now about the Jews, if you have not read enough to understand where the context of Jews come from, you know, I mean, there's a lot of problem that we go through and that I have been through because I didn't know.
Let's see.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, I am amazed to see how these white people can muddy up the truth. The thing about it is, they don't have any right to be in our territory. Talking about they're setting up church. So this is what we're purging out. Them and all these old bunch of nonsense that they use to paralyze our minds. Okay? The Bible, out with Christianity. Because everything that represents civilization has no inch with white people and their invasion and taking possession and kicking us out of where we live. No, we have the government law and order here long before 509 BC, when these fucking ass white people begin to put down our king, and because there was nobody else around to take care of our kingship institution, they come in with democracy. These dog fucking idiots. We are under government, but they're going to tell us they come in with federal government. That's right, federal government. And indeed, we have the record, the right record that shows they were the first hominid, bipedal, white people. Look into the history, and it will tell you exactly the origin of early life. Hominid. Yeah. And the kind of monopoly that they exert over the African people was a devilish thing, demonic thing. That's what happened. They got. It's not that they are more brainy than us in our creation. No, we are perfect and wholesome, civilized people who talk. I mean, immediately, like may say within the first year, we start talking from a baby, right? These folks, 3 to 4 million years, they didn't know what it is to talk. Now, we're going to get into it now, and everybody is going to know, right? Because that's the reason why I get to know, right? It must be that I tell other people. But we got to get them out of our territory. And if they don't go willingly, the gods will get them out by force. That's what I know, right? So you can begin to look out. Dear resistance, we ain't going to fight them with weapons. We don't even have any reason to think that way. We are thinking the principality way. It's different from back in the early AD Anadamani playing that game. or suffer underneath what they could do, and they begin to take our civilized manufacturing and begin to use it against us when we become retarded, because that's what we are today from way back 100,000 years ago. If you don't think that you are retarded today, tell me, where is your government? Where is your inalienable right? Who is giving you your creation inalienable right? Who created you? What government is that under? You tell me. And I'm telling you straight from the prehistory record. Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China, it is our civilization I'm talking about. They don't join into it. But they come in now and sneak up and begin to like use our character and morph into our countries and make it seem like, oh, you know, they and us are human beings. No, that's not true. That's not true. What I'm trying to say here is that I am here to cause an effect of enlightenment. It is an effect of enlightenment. And if you sit there and begin to believe them all bunch of nonsense that don't put you anywhere, it's going to be up to you. And like I say, those of us who don't want to elevate ourselves, I'm not talking about the kind of like you pass your exam and you're going to this and you're going to that and all them kind of thing here. You need that education. But let me tell you something. You need to have a foundation for your education, right? It has to be the civilized way. These white people, all of what you see they're doing, they are not civilized. White people are not civilized. And they don't care about us either. They want us to stay where we are right now, where they have to like, under their AD Anno Domini. I'm telling you, null and void. AD Anno Domini. You read and know, Pope called one of them sodomite or some monk, right, to make up a different calculation from the way the original solar system calendar is made up. They change it around to moon something, and moon cannot be a calendar for the solar system, because it's the planet that its size and what it does. That is what gives us life. These fucking ass idiots, they want to copy everything we have and turn it on the other side. That's the fact. That's the fact. And the only way they have opportunity to do what they're doing is when we don't know about this. What I'm talking about. I had to get to know. I was far as the east is from the west from these things I'm telling you. But it is a fact that if you read and you read with a clean, clear mind, don't listen to me. Because I'm talking about the experience I go through reading and understanding and come to recognize certain things. Well, if you go to read and find the same thing, you and I will be thinking and saying the same thing. But what if I were out there drinking and drinking and, you know, I don't have an interest to know anything? I would perish, for sure. If you want your life to be a life you feel good, well, you need to know the truth, and you don't need to follow nobody group or nothing like that, because I am not in a group, and nobody is going to join any group from me, because I am not going to make a group. We are going to be one in understanding, but we are not really driving in each other's lane in that context. We are following the truth by our recognition of it. And there is something inside of us to make us know when we are seeing the right thing. We have that inside of us, the sensory power that we have inside of us. And we see it by the words that we are using. So you can always correct me and say, this is what it says. Can't you see? You see the context and stuff like that. But these people, they think that they can have it both ways. They can do anything they want to do and make us, you know, let them be who rule the world. No, we are the civilized people that rule the world, not these fucking ass Europeans that they are not even civilized in the world. It's a textbook. The church is not a civilized place. Now, when they did all these evils to our people, right? And they come start talking about Canaan and Galilee and Jesus. And it's the wrong species talking about any of those kind of stuff. You see what I mean? They are here because they are benefited by following us. They know we have something, and that's why white people follow it. If you don't know that, this should resonate for truth, because common sense will tell you, but we never chase after them. We never chase after them. Why do they chase after us? Recent evidence says that our people, some of them, leave Africa and come to the Western world. 100,000 years ago. The world is the textbook. Say that. Yelling and carrying on because, you know, I just want to make noise. I am not trying to attract anybody with noise. I'm talking real stuff. The real stuff where I say, call me. Like, you can't call me now, but on any session, you call me. 347-850-1358. And I am going to say, hey, you know, I'm telling you. I'm not telling you something that I can't show up. I'm telling you the truth. And I'm telling you that these white people have no business here. I'm telling them, get out. That's the order that come inside of me. Tell them to get out, you know, because not unless I was joking, I couldn't say it. I have to know it's real and that the power above tell us the new urban civilization. Tell us about the new urban civilization. And this is what it says. The new urban civilization. Portent. This subtitle is The Role of Religion. This has nothing to do with white people. But this is not a Bible. This is the world is the textbook. So you're hearing things in the world is the textbook. This is not a religious book. Are what they call it, right? It's just a standard world history textbook. However, the fact is, if I am to make clarity and make a decision on this world history textbook, what kind of book it is a religious book. Far above the Bible. The Bible is not a religious book. Except for some pages in like Isaiah, some part of Isaiah, these people have polluted the world history textbook. You have to read it with good sense in order to get the right benefit out of it. As far as the New Testament is concerned, New Testament is good for the toilet. Every bit of it. Revelation, epistles, and gospels. No matter what you see about the New Testament, it doesn't worth anything. And all it does is contaminate African person's brain, you know, see. Because we were taught from long time ago, and all the Bible is doing is manuring our deficiencies. That's all it does. Keep us in the dark. And white people look upon you with their white teeth and you know, like so forth. You don't know. Look on some of them and you will find out that they look like rats coming out of the hole. Some of them look like that too. To remind you when you see a group of them and stuff like that, you can see that they are not no human being. Okay? They will forever fool us, because I grew up in the church and I was forever foolish until indeed something really happened to me, to my consciousness, and it becomes something very serious. Very, very serious. I could not be saying this here and in my heart. It wasn't true. And it takes a while for me to digest him. To digest it. So religion has nothing to do with church. This is a sodomite stuff. And remember what sodomy is in the Bible. Because they are writing about themselves in the Bible for us to believe it. When you see the truth and not believing the lie that they are telling, well, that's when you are religious. But apart from that, Christianity is not religion. You go down back to the BC era and you will find that out. Anything you see, even these very people relate to, because the church people and Christianity relate to the AD and Adamini Christmas and Easter thing. That is in this time that we are in. But if you go to the BC era, you don't see none of that over there. There was nobody over there in church. There was no church. I never see anybody use the church pertaining to BC or BCE era. No. So what I'm trying to tell you, we have government in the World Literature Textbook. This textbook is showing us a whole lot of things and about our new social order. That's the order that we are in right now. Civilized order in this age, what they are calling AD and Adamini. We don't have anything to do with these white people and the church. So you have got to know that. Now I'm saying it. And am I right? Is it making you feel, feel bad or aggravating? Well, you need to find out if I'm telling you the truth, because then you need peace into your soul. And peace will come by love, right? So you need to use your education and get together with the words that you're reading. And you will see whether the context of it is leading you to civilization or to Christianity. All right? But something very good happened into the 4,000, 3,000, and down to the, 1220, not 1220, but down into the, 1200 BC. All right? And this is what we are going by today, is the city, that the civilization, and the city, the rise of the cities, the growth of government. This is continuing information for us. All right, and it comes to the role of religion. Important religious developments. Yes, also characterize the new urban civilizations. Yes, all of them develop religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of our own existence. Gods and goddesses were believed to be crucial to a community's success. So, my friends, that's what we have. We don't have anything to do with these sodomites. Remember what they did to Lot in Sodom. Remember that in the Bible to show you that, look, if you don't decide to get away from these church type of thing that they have out there for us, that's all we know about, you're going to perish, right? Because these people don't believe anything that they're talking about salvation. They do not. White people do not. They're doing it to keep us right here with them. They want us to, that they can do anything with us. If you don't want to get rid of them, you're going to perish. And look, I'm not talking to you at all, because the time has passed and the light has come. These people, what they have done to us, you, if you ever take it at all, you wouldn't be dealing with them at all, because you will know that, you know what? These are, I mean, some kind of a, some part of humanity that they are making sense and carried on, and we are marrying to them. You don't know what you're doing. If you're married to white people, you don't know what you're doing. Really, right? And they would want us to feel like, oh, we are prejudiced and stuff. That is when you accept their God. The God in the Bible is not our God at all. You understand? All right. So I'm telling you all of these things that they kill us and do whatever, and we are to join the church. You know, otherwise they kill us. And so thousands and thousands of us. But then it comes to the point where these people begin to kill millions of us. If you're not terrified by that, I don't know what you're going to do. I have to, like, and go right now. There's a lot to say to you that we have a different life. And if you don't decide and you want to go and be Christian and Jesus and stuff like that, you know, like I just tell you, you're going to perish. Because you were just created to work, right? In a garden, in the, according to the Bible, right? But some little truth into that. But the thing is, we were not created to be saved by no nothing. We were supposed to work, because that's the only thing in history why these God create us. Did not create the white people. And when they're talking like they are human beings, it's because we don't have any sense why we are saying that. Because they were evolved creatures, male and female, but there was no book that, at all, that says that any God create them. So when they're talking about salvation now and like, oh, they need to be saved and we need to be saved, that's where, you know, I mean, that's when we lose our way in life. Thank you for tuning into the program, and hope we'll get to the next one, and take good care. Now, so there was something here, if I can get through some of this here. Did Europe white hominid primates originate from an anatomic human being? Did they? No, they didn't. People also ask, where did the hominid appear? You know, I mean, where did they come from? The earliest fossils of our own genus, Homo, you hear this? Now, they're talking like this, and if you don't know that white people talking about themselves, you will think that they're talking about all of us, right? The genus is not the African people. We don't come from the genus. We come from the sapiens and the gods. Their mixed blood created us. So these folks, since over like 100,000 years now, they have a lot of opportunity to write all these kind of stuff, and we are believing it. We don't know no better, right? This is the reason why we are here today, sitting in a puddle, right? So it goes on to say, Homo are found in East Africa and dated million years ago. All right? And then it goes on to say Kimball, ETAL, 1997. These early specimens are similar in brain and body size to Australopithecines, physicos. But show differences in their molar teeth. That's not talking about human being, right? But they still gonna hook up Homo with sapien. But don't belong to us. But now we don't know the difference for so long. We don't know the truth about ourselves. They write all these kind of things and bury us in the dirt with it. He says, yes, you can see the difference in their teeth, suggesting a change in diet. All right. People also ask, Cro-Magnon seem to have elevated in Africa above 120,000 years ago and spread to West Asia by 90,000 or 100,000 years ago. These people live at the same time as the Neanderthals. You see, they're saying something here for us to know, because they're not telling all the truth in here. A number, when you hear about Neanderthal, you wouldn't think that Neanderthal and us, you human being, come from the same wise sapien. You would know that, because they interbreed up this Neanderthal, and when they look like human being, they extinct them. That's what these white people do. So there's a lot of thing here they will say, and then the rest of it is no good. Take good care of yourself, and see you on the next edition.